Two guys wearing polo shirts and gray hats.
Great look.
It was like it was planned or something like that. Anyway, Jayhawks on the move. Today we're not moving, but we're on bus 20, a 2010 international school bus rated for 64 passengers if you're about 3 feet tall. I didn't know this, but it's like 13 inches a butt is what you get. Have you heard that on a school bus?
No, that's a fun fact, though. I might have to break that out in school.
I usually think divided by two-thirds and
yeah,
that should fit. Or times two-thirds. I'm not quite sure what the math works out
to be. I'm
not
a huge math guy. I mean, I'm a numbers guy from the stat point of view, but fractions, unless we're talking about like candy bars, that's about it.
No. Right? Yeah, that's true. Almond Joy, that's easy, though. You just split that up.
Exactly.
Or a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat. I'm more of a 100 grand or a Reese's Fast Break guy.
You know, I asked an 11-year-old last summer on my baseball team. I wanted him to get a hit.
Yeah.
And I said, what's your favorite candy bar? And he kind of threw me for a loop. He said, 100 grand.
Yeah.
I was expecting Reese's Pieces or M&M's or Snickers
It's a good little candy bar. And it's gluten-free as well. My wife is gluten-free, so.
It's the Krispies in there?
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah, because I always like, hey, I want to get that. She's like, oh, good, so we can split it. And I'm like, no, but glad to share.
Well, at your favorite concession stand, that's what you can check out as you can do that. So, anyway, we're into week two. Going to head to Owine here in just a couple hours. But let's talk about week one. Hudson, number one this week in Class A. They came in, and it was a challenge, but turnovers really got you.
Yeah, you know, Hudson's a phenomenal squad. They're a little bit younger than they were in years past, and you know, Coach Brecky's doing some really great things, and he's got their ship sailing in the right direction. And you know, as a staff, we were really happy with some of the things we did. Obviously, we're not totally happy with the loss,
sure,
but we saw some great things and another opportunity to use our platform this week against Owine.
So I suppose where Hudson's at right now, that's kind of somewhere you would like to be. In what time frame? I don't know, but it's nice for those players you have to see what you could become.
Right. And, you know, we have a lot of schools around our neighboring areas. And I like to tell our kids is all of these teams around us, we have the same kids. It's just being able to be consistent, being consistent with their effort, consistent with their play, because we can be just like any of these other teams around here, but yet being in the Jayhawk way with our Jayhawk culture
that we're
trying to have.
So how'd you come out of last week through this week, injuries, health-wise?
You know, we still, just like with any season, we're going to have some bruises, some dings here and there. And some of our younger guys, the JV game on Monday, maybe a little bruises and some dings there. And one thing we talk about at the beginning of the season is this is the best you're going to feel. And it's going to be a grind for the 9 weeks of the regular season and into the playoffs.
Coming into Owine or going up to Owine, you know, they got beat by Independence last week. But sounds like there's some possibilities here, but you can't get ahead of yourself.
Yeah, you know, every week, you know, we tell the kids that we got to be ready. We got to be able to tackle the week. We can't worry about the week after. We can't worry about homecoming because then we start focusing on stuff that doesn't matter. You know, if we want to win, we got to focus on what's important now, and that's this week.
What are you seeing from Owine? Sounds like they have a pretty good receiver, some big guys up front, but, you know, how do you feel like you're going to match up?
You know, they've got their top reception leader from last year coming back, their running back coming back, their quarterback coming back. You know, you look at their stats, you may not say it's that impressive. They got a decent core on the defensive side. You know, the way I look at it, it's two teams that are fighting for a win in the worst way right now. So that's kind of what we've been telling our kids. And we just got to go out there and do we're working on our identity, and you've seen a little bit of what we were trying to do last week, and we're just going to try to capitalize and build off of that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some visioning that happens along the way, you know, physically and mentally. When you talk about that visioning, what steps are you going through? What are you hearing from your players as you're trying to get that picture in their minds for the future?
Right. And, you know, every year it might be just a little bit different, but like I said before, it's being able to compete consistently. It's being able to practice consistently. It's being able to gain consistent effort all the way from our managerial staff, our athletic trainers, from our players, our coaches. If we can all be banging on the same cylinders and everyone have consistency, then we're going to have consistency on the field. And if we don't have that consistency, then we're going to struggle. So far, you know, our manager staff is doing a phenomenal job. Our athletic trainer is doing a phenomenal job. But like I said, it's all about the consistency.
You know, we talked about health, but we didn't talk about the health of your manager staff. Has Lainey Baugh really come through on her wisdom teeth?
Yeah, she was talking to me today, and she's like, I think I'll be able to come to school today, so I can come to the game.
Was she talking that clear?
You
could understand her?
Just enough to be able to understand, make it out, yes.
Well, yeah, you talk about that crew. They keep you in line. Yep. But in consistency, 2 weeks in a row scrimmage, and then last week's game. But now you're on the road for 2 weeks. Yes. That changes some things a little bit.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, we're very fortunate that, you know, the O-line drive isn't going to be super long, and then the next week to MFL is a little bit longer. And it's, you know, it's something that you have to teach the kids and say, hey, we need to work on this. And the big thing we talk to the kids about is being able to check in and check out. The travel to O-line, we'll be checked out for a little bit, but as we get closer, we got to snap back in and check back in. MFL, the checking in and checking out process can be a little different. And if kids don't know how to do that, we've got to teach it. And that's part of what our staff tries to do, teach kids how to check in and check out. And when you're realizing you're checking out, how quickly can you check back in?
Talk about the play that you're seeing. You have some younger guys that had made some strides as well, but you got some older guys that are bringing along. I think of Brady Dahl getting in the game last week at the receiver side of things, and just working some new backs in. Talk about some of the kids you've seen really come up in week one.
You know, we have our junior and senior presence that are doing some nice things, and we talked about, you know, almost every week we talk about from the running back position, and it's going to be running back by committee because I'm a firm believer, and it's going to take everybody to do what we're supposed to be doing. You know, you mentioned Brady Dahl. Brady Dahl is one of the younger cats that you see up on the offense, but, you know, you have Derek Weisenkamp, Dylan Brown, you have Josh McGill, you have Cooper Feeling, you know, you have all those guys trying to fight, looking for a role and try to do the best that work in a scenario in a role that helps best fit the team.
What have been some light bulb moments you've seen in practice or in the field, that something you've been preaching or something you've been practicing either with the offense and defense, because you got some new people running those staffs, all of a sudden you're like, they got it. You know, anything stand out to you, man, as you think back?
You know, we see some flashes during practice of what we want, whether it's offensively, whether it's defensively, whether it's a culture-wise thing. And I know one thing with our new principal, Mr. Ray, he's a big culture guy. And we're talking about above the line, below the line. And you hear snippets of guys saying that at practice. Hey, what that was above the line. Keep it up. Hey, that was below the line. We can't perform that way. So you're hearing some carryover, but it's not 100% our language yet. And that's the thing that's going to take some time. It's the process, and part of a successful process is it's a slow progress.
Okay. Game night, 7:30, happening up at O-line. Get on the road, join us. We won't have it on the Sports Network, so you'll be disappointed by that, so you might as well show up. Hopefully the rain will stay away. But we talked about candy bars, but what's your go-to in the concession stand?
Well, it depends where you're at. There's a lot of different concession stands that have a wide variation. If it's
is there particular concession stands you think of? Is there a favorite one you have other than the one at home? Of course,
that would be the the one at Jessup is the best one I've seen.
The best popcorn, maybe.
Exactly.
Fairbank is really close.
There's a concession stand we went to for middle school track that had a huge selection of drinks and everything.
Sure. Making like iced lattes and
they had like, it was like Gatorade, Powerade. They have that Body Fortress. I'm just like, holy smokes, you're selling. I mean, and apparently they sell out of it. So I would say my go-to would usually be, if they don't have anything, probably a Snickers bar.
Sure.
But they're nothing beats a soft pretzel during a high school basketball game. I love soft pretzels.
Okay. What's a vice item that you're like, I shouldn't get that, but I want it so bad?
It's a hot pretzel.
It's the hot pretzel.
Yeah. It's a love-hate relationship.
I understand that. While we're on it here, I was thinking some rapid-fire questions here as we get in the last minute, and we're almost 10 minutes because I hear they're too long, so I keep trying to shrink them down. Book you're reading right now?
Book I'm reading right now. We are currently Chop Wood, Carry Water is by Joshua Metcalf, is one we're going to start reading within our culture club. Pound the Stone. Pound the Stone's another one that I'm working on. It also has a workbook to go with it. Anyone that ever wants book advice, come talk to me. I'd love to talk different books with you.
There's last movie you saw?
Oh, boy.
In a theater.
I don't go to movies in theaters unless it's
not anymore.
Unless it's matinees on Sunday where they're $5.
What about at home?
At home, oh my gosh.
Because he has so much free time, ladies and gentlemen.
I have no. I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. Okay. Yeah, that's a question for my wife.
Okay. Favorite meal at home?
Favorite meal? Whatever my wife cooks, I'll roll with it.
Yeah. Safe answer. Safe answer. All right. Good luck tonight, and we will catch you again next week on The Move.
All right. Thanks, Nate.
We will be on The Move next week. We'll see you.